is Tennessee Talks with United States Congressman Tim Burchett.
Hello, I'm Congressman Tim Burchett. Welcome back to another episode of Tennessee Talks. Today, I'm actually joined by somebody I like for a change. No, I'm just kidding.
It's good.
I like everybody pretty much. It's my good friend, Congressman Greg Stube. He and I guess we came to Congress together.
We did. Got elected the same year.
Yep. And he represents the 17th Congressional District of the great state of Florida. And after grad, y'all play football down there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know. That's, you know, University of Tennessee. You got that two-year school down there, right?
University of Florida.
Trade school.
Gators, yeah.
I've heard of them, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever. Isn't that how they do that? Anyway, after graduating from the University of Florida, Congressman Stube joined the U.S. Army. Thank you for that, brother. He served from 2004 to 2008 and deployed to Iraq in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Greg, thank you so much for joining me on Tennessee Talks. It's great to have you on the show. Generally, we do we talk politics and stuff like that, but I don't want to talk about that. You had a horrible, you've been a dear friend, and you had a horrible accident,
mm-hmm.
and you literally should have died. And I've heard the story multiple times, but it is worth repeating. And we're both Christians, and I love the story, and I've told folks about it. So tell us the story.
Yeah, and thanks for the first episode of Carhartt Conversations.
Carhartt Conversations, I forgot, that's right.
Carhartt Conversations.
We're going to change the name, Rachel.
I shouldn't be here. And I'll try to, in the short time we have, I told the story last night at a church service, and I spoke for 30 minutes just trying to get through the details. So I'll be as quick as I can.
We've got about 15.
Try to lay out the miracles that happened on that day. So I fell from a ladder. I was trimming some trees on my property. We live on some property, and my district has been devastated and was devastated by Hurricane Ian. So even a year ago, I was still trimming trees that had limbs hanging down and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was on a ladder
with
a chainsaw, which people say, do you not get on ladders anymore? I think ladders by themselves are fine. Chainsaws by themselves are fine. Combining the two can be very dangerous. So I don't recommend trimming your trees on an extension ladder with a 20-inch bar chainsaw in your hand. So I'm trimming trees.
Noted.
The limb snapped, swung down, hit the ladder, and it was kind of like a pendulum, and I was ejected up into the air. I was about, we know roughly because I was building a barn and we had 20-foot 6x6s in the ground, and I was well above that. So I was about 25 to 30 feet, fell straight to the ground. And as God would have it, and I'll back up and tell some facts that lead up to it, as God would have it that day, there was an Amazon driver who was in front of our property at the gate at the exact appointed time that he needed to be there. Had he not been there, had he been 5 seconds earlier, I'd have waved, he'd have waved, or he would have just gone about his day and put the package down. Had he been 5 seconds later, I'd have been on the ground. And there was a berm, like a pad where I was building that barn. He would have never even known that I was there. So a couple of little quick facts, not coincidences, but miracles of that day. On his way to come to our house that day, there was a gentleman that lives down the road who I just recently met him this past weekend. He's actually a member of my church, who felt this overwhelming, compelling urge to pray over him that day. So that becomes important to the fact that I just explained that 10 minutes where this gentleman, his name's John Kipp, where John prayed over Woody, Woody's the Amazon driver, put Woody in front of my house at the exact appointed time that he needed to be there. That day also, Amazon for the first time flipped their route. So Amazon tells the drivers the route they're supposed to take to obviously save fuel and time and be expeditious. Well, normally they would pull into our neighborhood and his driver's side would be on the opposite side of the property. Well, on this day, he went around the neighborhood, which put the driver's side facing exactly where he was. So he's there. He sees somebody at this time. He doesn't know who it is, but he sees somebody trimming trees. He walks up. He puts the package down. He takes the pictures. He's walking back. As he's getting into the van, he hears the limb snap, go down. He turns around. Again, if that truck would have been flipped like it normally was, he wouldn't have seen it.
Right.
He probably wouldn't even have heard it. And he would have just gone about his day. And he looks back, and at that point, he realizes that it's me. He says, this is him telling the story at this point, because I don't remember anything. I don't remember about 2 days. I remember that morning. I don't remember being on that part of the property. I don't remember the ER. I don't remember the ICU. I remember being rolled into surgery, and that's kind of when I started remembering what was going on. I was conscious the whole time. But he says, as the limb cracked, he looked back. We locked eyes from 5 acres across the property. And he said at that point, he realized it was me. He said the limb hit the ladder and ejected me. So I went up in the air. He's like, he said it was like I was hovering in midair. And he, this is him talking, not me. He said he saw angel wings underneath me as I was falling to the ground. And the reason he was able to see that was the Holy Spirit woke him up a week prior to that at 3 o'clock in the morning and told him to fast. And he was obedient. And so the day that he was standing in front of my property at the exact moment in time that he had to be there, he hadn't had anything to eat for a week, only water. Wow. So he was obviously very spiritually attuned to what was happening. And that was confirmed with a lady in our church who came to the emergency room and talked to my wife and said that she had had a vision of three angels with their arms locked, kind of buffering my fall. There's no other explanation as to why I'm here today. If you look at like medical statistics and talk to doctors.
And the chainsaw was running.
Yes, the whole time. And I'll tell you that little piece in a second. But medical professionals, medical insurance people will tell you that a fall, this is a statistic, a fall from 11 feet or higher is death or paralysis. And I was well over 20 feet. Well over 20 feet. Fell straight to the ground. There wasn't like bushes or something to buffer my fall. I landed flat. So I suffered a concussion. I tore the ligaments in my neck. I had a significant punctured lung and I broke my pelvis. And there's no other explanation from a fall that far with a running chainsaw in my hand why I'm here today. And Woody will tell you that the chainsaw was going. He sees me fall. I go down. And he said it was still running as he's hopping the fence, hopping the gate, getting somebody to watch him hop the gate because they can't just jump onto people's property. He said as he was running down the driveway is when he heard the chainsaw click off. And later, you know, being a guy that grew up working cattle and managing cattle ranches, my bachelor's degree is in beef cattle science. I've spent a lot of time behind the chainsaw. And everybody always tells you if something ever happens to throw the chainsaw. And so, you know, you have that in your mind even as a kid. If you're up high or wherever and you fall, throw the chainsaw so you don't cut your arm off or gouge yourself. And so that was a piece of the story that I hadn't known what happened. I had the opportunity to thank the paramedics that came that day about a month later. And I said, hey, there's a piece of it that's still kind of fuzzy to me as to what happened. Where was the chainsaw when you guys got to me? And they were there about 7 minutes later.
Sure.
The paramedic said he had to move the chainsaw from next to my head to put the C-collar on me. And I was laying face down. So I must have in the moment, you know, tensed up and you grab whatever you can grab. So I must have just grabbed onto it and held on. And I took that sucker straight to the ground with me. So think not just the fall, but what could have happened with the chainsaw.
You could have fallen on it while I was running.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And Woody goes to the house to try to see if anybody's home. He doesn't think anybody's there, but my wife was in, I built a little studio out in my house to do things like this. And nobody answered the door because she was in there on a Zoom call. So again, another mini miracle in the multiple miracles. How many Amazon drivers do you think also work part-time for a member of Congress? He's probably the only Amazon driver who also works part-time for a member of Congress. So he knew the hierarchy of how our offices work. So he assumed nobody was home. So he called his district director. He worked part-time for Vern Buchanan, who called Vern's chief of staff, who then called my chief of staff. And my wife's sitting in our studio working, and she gets a phone call from my chief of staff saying, hey, we're getting reports that Greg fell from the roof was the reports at that point. And it was already being reported on the national news because the local ABC station was monitoring the 911 calls. And when the 911 calls went in, Woody was like, hey, it's Congressman Stubbe, thinking it would escalate the response. And so it's already being reported on the news. My wife has no idea what's going on. My chief calls her and says, hey, there's these reports that Greg fell off the roof. She's like, he's not on the roof. He's out there trimming trees. And my chief convinced her, like, can you just, like, you need to go out and check because it's, like, being reported that something happened to him. So she goes outside, sees my truck, doesn't see me. And there was something that told Woody to stick around. So I'm in the ambulance, headed to the ER, and the Holy Spirit just said, just wait. And he just waited out in front of the gate. My wife comes out, he flags her down, explains to her what's happening. And she, of course, is like, how is all this going on? She's on her way to the hospital, and press is calling the hospital. And so the hospital is calling her saying, hey, just so you know, we've marked Greg as private. My code name at the hospital was Trauma Golf. So if people called the hospital and said, hey, we want to talk to Greg Stubbe or see if he's there, they'd be like, oh, we have nobody by that name here.
Right.
And I was there for 4 or 5 days. And I went from ER to ICU, had a small surgery to make sure that they didn't have to put a plate in my pelvis. And then the healing power on top of that, of the prayers from not just friends and believers and people like the prayer caucus that we're both members of that all prayed for me for healing, but prayers from the community, people in the community were praying. And 4 months later, I was starting for the Republicans in the baseball game on the mound. So not just the miracles on that day that saved me from falling 25 feet with a running chainsaw in my hand, yeah, but the healing power of God's grace from that. It was January 18th when I fell last year to June 12th was our game. And I was playing, and now I'm fully recovered. My wife thinks that, and I feel stronger than I did before the fall. They actually say that the bone actually heals stronger than it was previously. So I feel great. And it's a blessing and opportunity. Obviously, God's not done with me yet. He's got some other things in mind for me to do.
Thank goodness.
Maybe it's to have this conversation and bless somebody else with some building of their faith. That if you don't believe in miracles, you're looking at one walking around.
I believe in miracles, brother. In the Holy Spirit, you know, it's God speaks to me sometimes, but just not an audible voice. And I remembered when I was not married to my current wife, married to another lady, and it was not going well. And my daddy had just died, and my daddy had died a couple of years prior, and my mom had just died that day. It was the day before. It was Thanksgiving Eve. It was actually Thanksgiving when this happened. But I remember I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was, and I thought, you know, I'm losing my family, my wife at that time, and I've lost my daddy, and I've just lost my mama. But I had this unbelievable peace, mm-hmm, that came over me because I knew mama and daddy were Jesus and they weren't hurt. And then, you know, marriage went to hell. And then but I met a wonderful woman because of all that. And I got a little girl out of the womb. It's been wonderful, man. I can't, it's hard to explain that to a non-believer, but it's the reality of, you know, of God talking to you. And he does it in different ways. I mean, you know, he can do it through a song or a prayer or just another incredible believer. Or somebody else praying for, or just an incredible miracle like you experience. And it's just it's a reality. I mean, it is something that as a Christian, you just hold on to. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you're with us. I never do this. Well, I don't know. End with a prayer and then I'll do my final thing. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this great country. Thank you for my buddy, Greg Stubbe, and thank you for saving his life. And thank you for putting him in my life, Lord. He's been a great friend to me since I got here. And I just, I'm in awe of everything you do for us, Lord. And I pray that. And thank you again for Greg and his wife and his boy. And they're just good friends. So thank you for Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Well, folks, it's always a little different, and this one was a little different, but it was the best one I've ever had. So I want to thank y'all for joining me here today, and I'm glad you're my teammate. Oh wait, you didn't get to ask me a question.
Yeah, I get to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so if there could be a song when Tim Burchett walks into a room, what would it be?
Mm.
Is it If I'm Sexy and I Know It, or is it what would it be? So man, if you had a walk-up song for the congressional baseball game, what would it be?
I think it would be Simple Man. I'm a Lynyrd Skynyrd guy, but it's not the Simple Man from Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's from Montgomery Gentry, because it talks about all these cool things. And Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry were friends of mine when I was in Nashville, and Troy ended up dying in a helicopter crash, but they sing a song, and that's my song when I walk in at Republican events, when they say, "Well, you want to walk up?" But they always play the Skynyrd version, knowing that I'm a redneck. But it's actually Montgomery Gentry version that I like. So, but I am a very sexy man. I think you pointed that out.
Yeah. I figured that would be the one you'd like.
You don't remind me of that. So, but anyway, well, thank y'all. What it's a good note to end on. I'm glad you're my teammate, buddy, on the baseball field.
Likewise.
And of course, I'm glad you recovered from your accident, that guy. But and you failed to mention that I got a single in the last in two RBIs, which was
there's lots of pictures of that single around the office.
Yeah, they're all over.
Pictures all over.
You live the dream, baby. And you know, it's just people just throw those things at me. But anyway, thank you again, Greg.
And again,
thank you all for joining us for another episode of Tennessee Talks.
Carhartt Conversations.
Greg wants to change the name. We're in contractual agreement. In
at least this episode is Carhartt Conversations.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in a contractual thing with Carhartt being a semi-professional model.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to be careful about what I say here. So anyway, thank y'all for joining me. As always, thank y'all for seeing me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Tennessee Talks. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Keep up with Congressman Burchett by following Rep. Tim Burchett on Twitter and Instagram, and Congressman Tim Burchett on Facebook and YouTube.